Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. With the rapid change to the coronavirus situation, particularly in light of the new variant first seen in the UK and which is now present on the French mainland, the health crisis was once again top of the agenda at a meeting of the Defence Council this morning. Government ministers met at the Elysee Palace to review the daily figures, including those for the new mutation which has reached the Paris region, the Hauts-de-France and the Bouches-du-Rhône. Depending on the latest studies on the spread of the virus, new stricter measures may be announced by the government tomorrow. These restrictions could include tighter curfews or even a weekend lockdown. Closing down schools is also a possibility. The announcements will be made at tomorrow's weekly update by the Prime Minister Jean Castex. An investigation has been opened into the legal activities undertaken by the Minister of Justice, Éric Dupond-Moretti. Three magistrates' unions have filed a complaint against him for an unlawful conflict of interest while he was acting as a lawyer. An historical trial is opening today in Italy, one in which there are 355 defendants and 900 witnesses. The list of crimes to be included in the trial includes drug trafficking, racketeering and murder. Due to the enormity of the case, defence lawyers are claiming that it is not possible to guarantee a fair trial. It is thought that the trial will run for at least 2 years. With a week to go until Joe Biden is sworn in as the new American president, action is being taken by the Democrats to impeach Donald Trump for his part in inciting the rioting at the Capitol building, in which 5 people died. Vice President Mike Pence has refused to invoke Amendment 25, which would remove Trump from office. And finally, to sports news, and the comeback of French judo star Teddy Riner, who will be competing today at the Doha Masters. This will be a big test for Riner, who was defeated twice last year. The double Olympic champion has set himself the goal of sending a strong signal to his opponents in the run-up to the Tokyo Olympics. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.